5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Those immigration raids being carried out across major cities may be spreading.
Sources confirmed to me over the weekend the activity will not be limited to just New York, Baltimore, Chicago, Denver, San Francisco, L.A., Houston, Atlanta, and Miami.
Fox's Kevin Core.
Democrats say they are misguided and immoral. The acting director of Customs and Border Protection says the raids are not designed to separate families and the intent is to enforce the rule of law.
Fox's Ellison Barber. A bail hearing today for financier Jeffrey Epstein. His attorney saying he's not a flight risk and should await trial in his Manhattan mansion. Prosecutors calling him a flight risk and danger, saying there's evidence against him that's growing stronger by the day. Also that several more women have contacted them to say Epstein abused them when they were underage. This is Fox News.
Constant emotional support, but I don't want to rely on a dog or a pig.
Maybe you should try an emotional support human.
A human? I don't know. I'm kind of afraid of people.
Emotional support humans can be there for you in your time of need.
All my times of need?
Yes. And unlike an animal, they can talk back to you in something called a conversation.
What if I just need to cry?
Emotional support humans come equipped standard with two shoulders.
Wow.
They can give you all the benefits of a support animal, and they'll never crap on the floor.
Where can I get one?
You can find emotional support humans at work, at school, at the supermarket, or even a bar.
I'm gonna get an emotional support human right away.
Good on you. Maybe someday everyone will get some friends.
Hey.
What if? What if everyone on the morning show sounded like Steve Martin, Greg Budell? How would you describe your early radio career?
Well, I'm rambling, rambling round. I'm a rambling guy.
Jay Scott, I understand that recently you had some excitement at your place. What were you yelling to your neighbors?
The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Emily Hayes. What do you say to husband every morning when he leaves for work?
Lord loves a working man.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. What do you really think of your friend, Rich Thomas?
He's my favorite honky.
And Rich Thomas, I understand you're going to be a little late with your weather forecast this morning.
Excuse me!
Hey, it's cool. Now, stand by for three men.
Are you through yet?
Just finishing up. And a lady.
Hey, welcome to Monday of Moon Week. I'll tell you more about that coming up. Break it up. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and the star.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. And he hit send on the text. Okay. Good morning. It's getting back to normal. Barry has been part of our forecast, influencing our weather for the last 4 days at least. And now, less and less. You know, some of the western and northwestern counties still have a Barry influence. But for us, our forecast is easing back to summertime normal. A hotter day today with a high around 93. Sun and cloud mix. I think there'll be more clouds than sun. Spotty random afternoon and evening storms. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, isolated storms at best. Few and far between. Hotter weather, mid-90s each day. Triple-digit heat indices. You've heard that before. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances get a little better. Closer to 40 to 50% on the coverage. Still hot. Mid-90s. Right now this morning, mostly clear skies. Humid, sure, but 72 with east winds at 6, 613.
I got ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
These buttons are
sticky.
No, they're not working. I mean,
it wasn't turned on.
I used to be able to turn myself on with no problem. Now,
well,
got to work a little harder.
That's personal. And as you get older, it's a little more challenging.
Well, thank you for that cheery look into the future. I don't want to one-up my weathermaster here, but I have audio from Barry that Rich does not.
Oh, no.
From Barry.
Yes. And this is exclusive. You'll only hear this here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Listen up. This is absolutely amazing, spellbinding audio of Barry.
Baby. My high pressure area. Gonna meet your low pressure zone, girl.
Oh, oh, oh my God.
I'm in a tropical depression. They're gonna upgrade our love to a full-blown hurricane, baby. I better put on my raincoat, 'cause you're gonna get so wet.
Exclusively on this 23.1 FM. We can box office and some odds and ends, some crap, including a situation involving Meg Ryan that I find somewhat disturbing.
Uh-oh. Did she get more plastic surgery?
No. She's already got the Joker face. There's no way she's ever going to get rid of that. But, no, this is a decision she made with her. I mean, I like his music, but he's a doofball. John Mellencamp.
Oh. I didn't know that. Oh, they.
They're an item, apparently. Huh. That's nice that senior performers can find love late in life. Oh, isn't that nice?
She's heading towards a small paradise.
At 6:15. Moon Week, I am going over to Food Outlet after the show to pick up a case of moon pies, and it's gonna be all moon Friday.
Cool. We're gonna follow the timeline, the mission this week.
Oh, cool.
Jay's got a list of moon songs starting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that we're gonna do.
And then when I'm back on the thinking stoop, I'm gonna moon people driving by.
No, I don't want to hear that.
I'm kidding, of course, but I'm not kidding. I'm wearing these during our news hookup.
Mickey Mouse ears.
Get your complaints out of the way now.
What's the tie-in?
I went to a Mickey Mouse birthday party over the weekend.
Oh, you did?
So, and somebody from CBS8 was there and also wore them. And I have pictures to prove it.
I almost invited myself.
You were. You could have.
Well, I...
That would have...
I didn't hear anything, so I didn't...
I don't go anywhere I'm not invited.
No, I don't either.
You know, I don't think I've ever crashed anything. Except for this show.
Wouldn't have been a crash.
No. You know, there are a lot... Not many two-year-old birthday parties I've crashed, but I almost did this one.
You know what, though? There wasn't a drop of rain. No, you could have. I could have driven you home.
There was not a drop of rain after we had that discussion on the air?
The whole thing, yeah. The whole party was outdoors, and it was uninterrupted by any inclement weather.
That's great.
Actually, it was good that with that thing off to the west, it blocked the sun. So it was tolerable outside. I don't know if that would have been the case. We had the sun blazing.
You sent me some pictures, and it looks like... They went all out. What I mean, how do you follow that on the third the birthday?
I don't know. Everything was cut in the shape of Mickey Mouse, from the ham and turkey to the cheese. Have you ever seen Mickey Mouse shaped watermelon?
She even had the labels on the mayonnaise, mustard, and ketchup.
Everything.
It's Disney.
Mickey Mouse yellow footsteps up to the front door.
Oh.
And a cake that looked too good to even slice, and it was just incredible, and had a really good time. And Mrs. Britterbuttle joined me out there. Gazoon tight, Emily.
Bless you.
Doc.
Are you not allergic to that hamburger downstairs, I hope?
No, I haven't been feeling 100%. I tried to rest a bunch over the weekend.
Mm.
So.
We never do anything together.
Well, you know. My meteorologist told me that I should, if I could put off seeing my dad, that I should, because of the weather, and I did, and it was a good thing that I did.
It was worse down there than we ever thought.
It was good that I did, because I really did need to rest.
Well, good.
I kind of sat out of some activities this weekend.
Yeah, my buddy's on the coast. I have a friend in Dolphin Island who had 9 inches just Saturday.
Yeah, it was impressive. I sent you a picture of my friend Paula's rain gauge.
Right.
For the Oakley District reading.
And the winds were higher, and they had tornado warnings, and oh my gosh.
And it works out better for us to go this weekend anyway, so that was a good call there. Thanks for your guidance.
We are mid-July, now climbing the mountain through the dog days of summer here. Nobody's really thinking. You know, you can think cool thoughts. The weather is generally cooler in December, and there's nothing wrong with putting something on layaway at Brian Jewelry. Thinking ahead to Christmas time, two things that can make your Christmas more enjoyable. One is having that big and special gift already picked out and already paid for by the time the holiday rolls around. You won't be stressed out by what am I going to get, what am I going to do. Start thinking ahead. Drop in at Brian Jewelry at 1778 East Main in the preferred community and have a conversation with that incredible staff that's experienced at lining people up with the perfect gift for the person they're describing to them. You also have, for birthdays or any occasion, of course, Christmas, the War Eagle Roll Tide showcases that stand there like soldiers next to the front door, filled with really first-class items that are great for any occasion that you're celebrating. Complete selection of diamonds and on the website at and other gems at the Brian Jewelry website, brianjewelry.com. Take a second, join their club, and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. And yes, they can arrange financing even at 0% on certain items for qualified customers. That's brianjewelry.com or Brian Jewelry, 7078 East Main in the preferred community at 620. Local news.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. In Hope Hall, authorities are investigating a fatal shooting. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office confirmed that one person is dead after the Saturday night shooting, and two others, including a child, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. So far, no word on any arrests, and the shooting is still under investigation. Authorities say a woman is dead after a boating accident on the Coosa River early Saturday morning. 32-year-old Krista Elliott of Wetumpka was a passenger in a boat that hit a tree hanging over the river. The operator of the boat was not harmed. Starting today through July 21st, you can expect to see more police presence on the roads on Alabama's highways. ALEA and local law enforcement are kicking off Operation Southern Shield. It's a speed enforcement campaign throughout Alabama and four other southern states. Police have handed out over 5,000 speeding tickets during the previous years. Those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, visit our website, alabamanews.net. I'm Jalea Brooks for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Oh, boy. Monday morning.
Monday.
Think positive. Think positive.
You're such a glass half full kind of guy.
Think positive.
Glass half full.
Let's try to be positive.
On a Monday?
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
I think we should put our best foot forward here.
Put our best foot forward.
We want you to put your best foot forward.
Hey, Mr. Positive, shut the hell up.
It's showtime.
I gotta save this for the cheap and trashy, but there's a lot of other stuff to get in. We're supposed to be really excited and awestruck by the fact that Norah O'Donnell is taking over as lead anchor on the
CBS Evening News. Oh, tonight!
Yes. But who cares?
Tonight, Norah O'Donnell takes over the CBS Evening News.
Nobody cares!
Following a tradition of CBS Hall of Fame broadcasters like Walter Cronkite, Dan Rather, and Tom Brokaw.
He was on NBC!
People will be tuning in to see Norah O'Donnell.
Nobody under 50 watches the news anymore!
She won't be just reporting the news.
Our goal is not to follow the news, we're going to break news.
Twitter breaks all the news now!
Starting tonight, the CBS Evening News with Norah O'Donnell.
Nobody under 50 cares!
Get him, Norah!
It's true. Nobody's watching the news. They had a group of journalism students in from Auburn. These are broadcast students. And they said, how many of you have watched a newscast in the last week? Nobody raised their hand. In the last month,
yeah,
not one kid raised their
Whoa.
Hand.
So why are they choosing a profession that nobody seems
That's
to be?
Dead.
Yeah. I think that's in part because of the, certainly because of the other options you have for getting news, but I think there's a big trust issue there as well.
Did you guys see this picture over the weekend? Why do people go in the water when there's a double red flag? This is Panama City Beach. People formed a human chain to rescue this individual.
On Ariel, Florida, they identified Panama City Beach as the moron capital of the state of Florida. I swear they did. Are you watching the Apollo Moonshot series on?
On every network. On every single network.
God, you think something was going on with the moon this week?
Smithsonian has done just an awesome job. Through the whole program, one whole episode of the moon landing. Last night they did Apollo 12, and then, of course, most of it was 13.
Right.
And why that was such an incredible achievement. But I didn't cry at the end of it like I did Apollo 13, the movie. I get emotional.
No.
That's just me.
You don't say.
So we are going to be, as we get deeper into the week, we'll be doing more moon-related stuff, including giveaways. And I see on today's conundrum we have...
Unity!
How about that? And we could also play True the Baloney today, although I don't particularly care for what they sent us. So I have to think about that. Then we have a speech. You know, have you heard about this bagel guy? He's 5 feet tall, and he went on a massive rant.
Bagel?
A bagel guy, yeah. He is calling himself the Martin Luther King of short people. Just a bit of a stretch.
Is this, the dating thing?
He just went off because...
A woman smiled at him?
Well, he thinks that, or I guess he's seen things in online dating sites where women not only diss guys who are 5 feet tall, but say cruel things. And it got to him.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thing. And what's our TV topic today?
Stuff.
Well, getting ready. Time getting ready for work. For instance, they've narrowed it down to 23 minutes on average that men spend in the bathroom, and 29 minutes on average for women. We also know that works out to 373 days of our lives. We know that bathroom time is in most demand at 8 a.m. 7 to 10 out of people share bathrooms. That and more today.
Well, you know, I pulled up, I did a search on the TV chat thing, and they didn't send that to me. I must have sent that to them a long time ago.
They're trying to tell you something. I'm not sure what.
Well, then I'll just...
Your name's on it.
Well, would you mind...
And he sent it to...
Last week? Over the weekend?
Yeah, he sent it on the 12th. At 4 in the afternoon.
Friday.
Well, let me check my spam folder. I don't like spam. But I've had a lot of regular email end up in my spam. Screw it, I'll look at it later.
Well, I'll forward it to you now.
Forward it to me?
Forward it.
Oh, okay.
I can do... Yeah. Give me a minute. I can do that, too.
Hey, we're just barely halfway through July. Some of you haven't made your summer vacation drive or trip yet. And if you're planning on any kind of a journey, 50 miles to 500 or more, make sure you get your car to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Get that last pre-departure checkup. You know, nobody takes off in a plane until the pilot does the walk-around, right? Well, you should have that done at Don Duncan. Let them just go over everything, make sure that your fluids are all topped off in the engine. Let them run a quick diagnostic check so they can make sure there's nothing going on internally that could be an issue so you can drive with confidence. Let them do the rolling rotation on your tires, too, because if there's anything embedded in there, they can pluck it out and plug the hole, and you're good to go. And if you need new tires, they sell every major name brand at a true wholesale price. And twice a day, Millbrook on Highway 14 behind McDonald's. Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. And, of course, downtown at 408 Madison. At 627, our first look at the roads. And then the timeline for the 15th of July next with Rich Thomas.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through your Monday morning traffic, and things still look pretty good out on the roadways. We don't have a lot of traffic to cause you problems. Be careful if you're on the boulevard. That's where the traffic's building up quickly. There's also a clear ride for you on the interstates. Everybody's up at a speed limit ride, and there are no problems on the 31s this morning. Let's be careful as we head into work. Invisible Fence has both outdoor and indoor systems to not only keep your pet in your yard, but away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Summer. Congratulations on making it to the middle of July without wearing your swimsuit in public. Not even once. Booyah!
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
The best things in
hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP And we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:32 with the top line of the 5th in July. And today's listener, Rich Thomas, Global Broadcasting. Here is Rich Thomas.
It's the 196th day of the year with 169 days remaining. Good morning. Today is Amazon Prime Day. Jay, I'm depressed.
Why are you depressed?
I can't think of anything to buy.
I haven't even looked.
I can't think of anything to buy. I don't need anything.
I did see a 75-inch TV for $400.
What?
Yeah, but I...
I didn't mean for you.
No, I know.
Or me. I just thought, dang, $400 for a 75-inch TV?
A friend of mine got one recently, and I thought, where could I put one anymore? It's be a dark day.
In my house. I'll make room for it there.
Be a dork day. National Give Something Away Day. You want a TV?
Yeah? I've already done that.
It's Tapioca Pudding Day. You can have some tapioca pudding.
Tapioca's all right.
I had it when I was a child. I haven't had it recently.
You get it again when you're in your old age.
That's funny. Everything comes around, goes around.
Dribbling down your chin.
1940. Tallest man in history died at the age of 32. Robert Waldo stood 8 feet 11 inches tall. He weighed 500 pounds. When he was in kindergarten, Robert was 5 foot 6. By the time he was 18, he was 8 foot 4 and wore a size 37 shoe. 1954 on this date, America's first jet airliner, the Boeing 707, takes off in Renton, Washington on its maiden flight. On the chart, on this day in 1965, I guess the songs were okay. Number 3, The Byrds, Mr. Tambourine Man. Number 2, I Can't Help Myself by The Four Tops. And number 1 song, I guess I've heard of it, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. That's the charts from 65. Now our song of the day. Songs of Summer series, The Scorching Hot Summer of Love, 1967. The infamous husband and wife team Carole King and Jerry Goffin wrote this one for the Monkees. How about a street in West Orange, New Jersey? Monkees this morning.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
Didn't the Monkees do a song called Tapioca Tundra? I believe they did. And
you know what? Something sounds familiar about that. I don't know. Maybe they did. On this date in 85, nude photos of Madonna that were actually taken in 77 appeared in Playboy and Penthouse magazines.
It was the Monkees.
It was?
Tapioca Tundra.
Penthouse magazine. Remember the forums, you know.
Remember the table book of her running around South Beach naked?
Remember Penthouse with... I never write to your magazines like this, but let me tell you what something that happened.
Never thought it would happen to me.
33 years ago in 86, Columbia Records made the brilliant move of cutting ties with Johnny Cash. How do you bring Johnny Cash into the office and tell him he's no longer on your label? That's crazy. That's stupid talk. 31 years ago in 88, the first Die Hard was released, makes Bruce Willis a movie star. 96, the Sultan of Brunei threw himself a little birthday party for his 50th birthday. Cost of the birthday party, you know, $27 million. That's even more than Stevens over the weekend.
Probably by at least a few bucks.
This also included $16 million for three concerts from Michael Jackson. Of course, he was unavailable yesterday.
The hologram could have been there, though.
Could have been. 22 years ago, 97, spree killer Andrew Cunanan murders the world-renowned Italian fashion designer Gianni Versace on the steps of his Miami mansion, shot twice in the head.
There was a lot of anxiety when that was going on because nobody knew where he was going to be next.
If you see that FX series...
It's good. I'm reading the book right now.
It is absolutely excellent.
Oh, I'd love to check that
out. Oh, my gosh. It was about 6-8 episodes. 2006, on this date, Twitter launches. San Francisco-based company. 7 years ago in 2012, Gangnam Style posted on YouTube. Since then, it has attracted 3.3 billion views. All right. 3 years ago in 2016, Stranger Things debuted on Netflix. Season 3 came out on July 4th. I just finished.
We're two and a half, three episodes into it.
You're going to love it. I loved it.
That's pretty good catch up because you hadn't watched.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Didn't catch up, did you?
Jay, I think it's the best series.
Did you watch through season one and two?
We watched one and two, and we started three yesterday.
That's pretty fast catch up.
I think season three is the best of all. I really do. I think so. Birthdays, Brian Austin Green. He's from Beverly Hills 90210. He's 46 today. Jason Bonham is 53, son of Led Zeppelin's drummer John Bonham. Forrest Whitaker is 58 today. Willie Ames, who was that kid on Charles in Charge and Eight is Enough, he's 59. Jesse Ventura, the former Minnesota governor, also WWE guy, 68. Linda Ronstadt, 73 today, a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. She's got a bad case of Parkinson's, unfortunately. In addition to her own stellar career, she was responsible for the formation of the Eagles with original Eagles Don Henley, Glenn Frey, and Randy Meisner. That was her backup band.
Saw them play together in 1976.
You did?
Awesome concert.
Oh, that is so cool. 46 days till SEC football. Birthday season 73 days away, a series of 3 and 6 weeks. Back to school stuff is in the stores now, but watch for Christmas decorations soon, because Christmas is 162 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
As Barry fades away, our forecast is starting to return to normal. It fades away from us, but a hotter day today with a high around 93. Sun and cloud mix, more clouds than sun, I think. Spotty random afternoon and evening storms. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, isolated storms at best, but they will be few and far between. It'll be hot. Hotter, mid-90s, triple-digit heat indices. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will ease the rain chances up a little bit, closer to the 40 to 50% range by then, with highs still in the mid-90s. Right now, this morning, mostly clear skies, east winds at 6 miles per hour, temperature 72 at 640.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
It's showtime.
All right, ready to make the connection with our friends at Rising.
With your attachment on your head there?
Yeah.
Is this how you get ready for work?
Your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Well, how much time do you spend each day getting ready for work?
Well, a new survey found the average person will spend 3 months of their life just getting ready for work each day. That survey also looked at how much time we spend in our bathroom just in general. And the answer to that, one, is over a year of your life. Wow, man. Men spend about 23 minutes a day in the bathroom, or 373 days of their lives. And women spend about 29 minutes a day, which equals about 456 days. A lot of bathroom talk to talk about. Let's bring in 3 Men and the lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Most of my morning preparation time involves my ears.
I see.
Getting them ready for work.
For those of you watching on the monitor at home, take a look at Greg this morning.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I went to a Stephen Tomlinson's birthday party, 2 years old. It was a Mickey Mouse event. Somebody from CBS 8 was there, also dressed in Mouseka ears.
Oh.
And you're never really too old to be a Mouseketeer, are you?
I don't know.
Or when you get to be my age, you know, like when you do it, it would be cute. But when I do it, everybody wants me tested, you know, for dementia or something. But I'm enjoying it.
So you had extra prep time
that
in the bathroom.
That was including you getting ready for work this morning.
Yeah. Right?
Extra prep time getting ready for work because you had to throw on the...
I think the most significant invention in my lifetime as far as prep time for work was the advent of the hair dryer. Mm-hmm. When, I mean, the hand...
You remember when those rolled out?
Hey, you said it, not me, Emily.
Sure do. Used to... Mine was gasoline-powered. It was so old.
Right.
You had to pull the starter on it to get it to blow the hot air.
It's frightening.
Actually, you may remember this.
Uh-oh.
And if you do, I hope you'll support me on this. The first... Because guys started wearing their hair longer. And they had a thing called the hot comb. Do you remember that?
I never used one, but I do remember that it existed, yeah.
I thought it was amazing because I started wearing...
What? I'm listening.
What's the matter?
Would you like a butterscotch with this story?
Please tell me what a hot comb is.
It was, didn't have the, like, the blowhole of a hair dryer with the hot air coming out. It was in that shape. You plugged it in, and it had teeth on the end, and you just combed mm-hmm. your hair with, it had, you know, a flow of warm air. So it dried your hair out, and it allowed you to style it a little bit.
Okay. I'm picturing people who have just turned on their TV and saying, Mommy, why is that man wearing mouse ears this morning?
Because...
Does that have anything to do with Moon Week, by the way?
No, but that is, of course, the big event of the week, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I remember that, too, if anybody has any... And I'm sorry that people like you and Jay never got to experience
it
that.
It is a shame. I was a 13-year-old boy.
I wish I was
that
older.
That summer.
But if people are watching this morning and saying...
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yes. Today I am.
Well, good.
I'm in touch with my inner Mouseketeer.
All right, so that's our discussion about preparing for work.
Let me kick it to something that I can relate to, at least.
Well, didn't we have a topic to talk
about? You know how that goes. But we still learned some valuable information this morning. I will say, though, I was surprised that the men spend about 23 minutes and women 29. I thought that it would be a lot. You guys make it seem like we spend so much more time in the bathroom. It's only 6 more minutes a day.
I know. Well,
that's on average.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what we have to go by.
But I do it in segments.
Yeah, but if I spend 5 minutes, you get the extra time, so that puts you like 40.
Okay, but then a woman that is getting to like ready quicker, she helps bring up the average for the rest of us. So it still helps. It's still 29 minutes.
I mean, this is a lot of math.
Whatever.
Big families must have it's a crisis scheduling bathroom time, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the hot water issue, right?
There's that too.
You
yeah.
Use all the hot water.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think you know when families were on average larger, mm-hmm. there were always issues with who was getting in the bathroom at what time. You had to really be coordinated.
That's right.
Or you just if you were the middle kid, you were just crap out of luck.
Oh, is that what that's called?
Yep.
Most things, you know. Like most things, sometimes the middle kids get the short end of the stick.
Uh-huh.
I'm not looking for sympathy or
the
anything.
Middle kid usually causes most of the problem.
Hey, I'm not even trying to hear that this morning.
Not to be true.
No.
Julie made a good point, though.
True. I can tell you.
The assumption is that women take much longer, and that's not true.
Not necessarily.
We like to look good, too.
Exactly.
You look great, Greg.
Whether or not you achieve that goal, that's on you.
I love it.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up on Monday on that note. Hope you guys have a great day.
You too.
Have a good Mouseka day. All right, I feel like I lost all my friends.
I can still hear them. Thank you.
It's the echo.
And all right. Andrew's finishing up his bachelor weekend.
And the sports guys, they said...
Oh, is his bachelor party this weekend?
He was in Austin.
Said we wouldn't have any sports for the rest of the week.
Oh?
They're all at SEC Media Days.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, Roll Tide.
So there's going to be nobody physically at the station send us any sports.
I got you.
So we're not going to get...
Do we have it... Was it sponsored, though?
Yeah, it is, and I don't know how we're going to do that.
Let me
take a moment to tell you how to lower your electric costs.
Okay.
The product is called Master Foam, and it is what it sounds like. It is styrofoam in liquid form that they can spray into your attic. It dries, and all of a sudden you have the ultimate insulation, keeping the heat out. What you roll into the grooves of an attic is basically worthless. It makes no difference whatsoever in the attic temperature, and it does nothing to lower your energy costs. If you want real insulation, this is it. So if you have an existing home, call Wade Cannon at 802-FOAM, F-O-A-M, and arrange an estimate for your house. Now, this is a product that does pay for itself because we're talking substantial differences in your monthly electric costs. About a third for an existing home. And Master Foam can also, if you're planning on building, you should absolutely look into it because in a newly built home, it can make a difference of 50% or more because the entire house can be insulated with the ultimate insulator, Styrofoam. Once again, 802-FOAM. If you'd like to look it up online and learn more about it, go to masterfoam.com. That's master-foam.com. At 647, back to the traffic dungeon, cheap and trashy next.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your Monday morning traffic, and things look pretty good out on the roadways this morning. We don't have a lot of problems for you. We do see quite a bit of traffic headed in towards the Air Force bases and coming out of the Wetumpka area, so be careful if you're in that mess. If you're on the boulevard, traffic's building up pretty quickly. Just be careful around the intersections. The interstates are still up at a speed limit ride. Let's be extra careful as we get our work week started. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can shop online and avoid the heat. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and get immediate savings on the Toyota of your choice. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hey guys, it's Baron Coleman from News & Views. You can't be successful in the River Region without offering a stellar product or service. Chippewa Charm Tree Service has been serving the fine folks of the River Region for over 15 years. They offer free estimates, they're locally owned and operated, and they provide prompt storm damage cleanup 24-7. Follow Chippewa Charm Tree Service on Facebook or call for your free consultation and estimate, 328-2484. 328-2484, fast, efficient, superior, Chippewa Charm Tree Service.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. The River Region is experiencing a record year in real estate sales, and looks like that trend is likely to continue. Low interest rates, lowest unemployment in decades, means more people are able to buy a house. In addition, our area welcomes thousands of new residents being transferred by the military or being transferred to a new job. Over 3,400 homes have sold thus far in our area, and 47% of our listings are selling in the first 60 days on the market. It's taking less time to sell a house than it has in a long time. Our listings have been getting offers and contracts, and we need more listings to sell. If you want over 40 years of local real estate experience, a team of positive, uplifting people, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or text me, 221-2883.
on FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Where the drive to work is so insane. Yeah! It will sure be sweet when this day's complete. Leave right after my tough 8-hour day. Working with a fat boss I can't stand. For a cheap salary of 20 grand after Monday. Oh! It's back to work Tuesday. Oh! I really never get used to these Monday mornings. Monday mornings.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And the biggest show of the summer so far, Spider-Man Far From Home. Now up to $275 million after 2 weeks. Won the box office over the weekend with a $45 million gross. Actually, I'm wrong. Toy Story is ahead of Spider-Man. It is up to $346 million after 4 weeks and grossed $20 million more over the weekend. I read good reviews. If you like horror movies, this crawl thing is supposed to be pretty good.
I'm not going to watch a movie about alligators.
And Stuber, whatever the hell that is.
It's a buddy cop film about a guy who just got like LASIK surgery, so his eyesight's not so great just yet. Like he's in that little couple-hour recovery thing.
Well, that'll teach him how to go to Swan and Shin for his LASIK.
And then, but he has to use an Uber to go to Compton or something, and they become buddy cops. You know, on Sundays we have a show called Fat Guys at the Movies that airs on News Talk, and that's where I get filled in sometimes. Oh. Yeah, it's really good.
Yesterday, still hanging in there, number 5, with $7 million over the weekend, almost up to 50 total gross. I'm going to save this one for this afternoon because I'm going to blow my brains out on the air today.
That's not funny.
Ratings, tune in.
I'm not here.
What time?
Probably around 3:20, maybe a little bit sooner.
No, nope, that's usually Joey. When I'm on my
You'll
way home.
You have to fill and clean.
Scarlett Johansson says she should be able to play anyone she wants. She was recently cast as a trans man in a movie called Rub and Tug, which I can't wait to see. Can you add that to the countdown to the premiere of Rub and Tug?
Sure.
I really, that's got to be like one of the greatest films since Gone with the Wind. She said, I feel like political correctness is a trend in my business and it needs to happen for various social reasons. Yet there are times it does get uncomfortable when it affects the art because I feel an art should be free of restrictions. Everybody get that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't understand the words you just said.
I did.
Okay, good. Then we're all agreed. At 6:54, Channing Tatum thinks his phone is listening to him, and he wants answers.
I read that. He's gone a little off the deep end.
Uh-huh. You get answers from your phone. You've done that. You've demonstrated that on the show, Rich.
Is he not from... Is he from...
Coleman County.
Coleman County?
Really?
Yeah. Florida and Coleman County.
Well, we all know those people.
Coleman County. That's where that... I met when I first... came here, went to live. Queen Elizabeth refuses to reveal her favorite food.
Yeah, because she says they'll just start...
giving it to her all the time.
Yeah, right.
Her former personal chef says she has a thing for chocolate biscuit cake. It's the only cake that goes back again and again and again every day until it's all gone, says the chef. So there you go. Now you know a little bit about what the quinoa...
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
The rumor is that Bond 25 will feature a black woman taking over for 007, played by Lashana Lynch from Captain Marvel. She won't be James Bond. She'll just have the gig.
The 007 label.
00, she'll be 009 or something?
She'll be introduced in the upcoming Bond movie, which stars Daniel Craig. Tabloids have an insider who says the character will be asked to track down James Bond, bring him out of retirement for a new mission. There's a pivotal scene at the start of the film where Ralph Fiennes says, come in, 007, and in walks Lashana. So that's why the speculation is that James Bond is going to become a woman in the series. Just having a little fun. Let's not get all bent out of shape, okay? Paul McCartney was playing L.A. and brought out Ringo last night.
The one and only Ringo Starr!
Wow.
All right, brother. I love you, man.
Nice segue.
Thanks.
And I'm waiting for Joe to play some chords while Paul writes me a hit.
What are you doing?
Playing me drums while the real talent writes me a hit song. Playing me drums, peace and love. Oh, you're almost done in the other room then.
We thought they were going to come on stage when I was in the desert. There was rumors, and he was supposedly there, Ringo was. So we kept waiting for Ringo to come on stage.
That would have been so cool. Here's the Meg Ryan story I was mentioning earlier. She says that her boyfriend, we call him here John Cougar Mellencamp, showed her 14-year-old daughter that infamous scene from When Harry Met Sally.
I'll have what she's having.
That scene. Do you think it's appropriate for a 60-year-old man to be showing a 14-year-old girl that particular scene from a movie? I don't. And Dwight Gooden, sadly, busted for cocaine again.
Who?
Baseball player.
Yeah.
Baseball.
We don't have to worry about baseball.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and in 2 minutes, guess what happens? I'll tell you.
Amazon Prime?
The doors open at Millbrook Family Chiropractic on Highway 14 in Millbrook. How flexible is that? If you don't have to be at work until 8 or 9, you can swing by Dr. Jeff Pasley's office, Millbrook Family Chiropractic, and make sure you're all good to go for the week and not be living with any aches and pains that could be easily remedied with the help of a chiropractor who will get you on the road to wellness. Who is that chiropractor? Well, of course, it's Dr. Jeff Pasley. Learn more online at millbrookchiropractor.com. There's a really interesting video for you to understand, or for you to check out, so you can kind of understand how everything works in your skeletal system, especially with your spine. And don't forget that Dr. Jeff Pasley really just wants to get you on the road to wellness so you're not dependent upon pain medication, whether it be over-the-counter or prescription drugs, to help you navigate every day pain-free. Again, millbrookchiropractor.com for more information. You can call them at 285-8483. Give them just a minute, though, because they're opening in about 30 seconds on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Thank you, Emily. I have a call from James this morning. James, good morning.
Hey, guys. Greg, you and Rick probably know this, but a lot of people
think I'm sorry, but you're unintelligible. Please speak directly into the phone. Yeah,
something's up with the phone there, because we can barely hear you.
I'm going through this. Y'all hear me now?
Going through a tunnel?
It's still weird, yeah.
Okay.